I saw a thing online that was talking about the ascension, and it said that, of course, the ascension, right, was when we remember that the good Lord himself, at 40 days after the celebration of the resurrection, 40 days after Jesus resurrected, he ascends into heaven, which is why normally we would celebrate ascension on Thursday this past week, because, right, that's 40 days after Easter until ascension, and then 10 days after the ascension is Pentecost. And I saw this this thing online, and it said that the ascension is really when Jesus went to work from home, and ascended into heaven and started doing his work up there. But I have to tell you, like, the good news that we just heard in our gospel, the good news from the Acts of the Apostles, was that Jesus is still working here even after he physically ascends to heaven. Jesus is like, hey, don't worry, I am not going to leave you alone. I will never leave you alone. And yeah, I'll be working from heaven, but I'll also be working from earth. And we're intricately connected in this beautiful way. And I don't know, maybe you've felt the working of God in some points in your life, maybe even recently. God works all the time. Jesus is working constantly in heaven, constantly on earth. And to live a life of prayer is to live a life of miracles. I feel this way very strongly, that to live a life of prayer is to live a life of miracles, because prayer opens us up to the work of God that Jesus is doing in heaven, yeah, but also on earth. He ascended into heaven and assumed us with him, humanity, as St. Leo the Great said, above the highest hosts of angels and the hosts of heavens, Jesus catches us up there because we're baptized into him, which is why our gospel is about baptism. In baptism, we enter into Jesus, the living, breathing, resurrected, ascended Christ, who takes us up above the highest hosts of heaven, you and me, even while we're here on earth. And folks, that's the miracle of this life, is that we are baptized into this Christ. And we live a very supernatural life, even while we are living a natural life on earth. And to live a life of prayer is to be open to all that Jesus wants to do all of the time. And will do so much as we allow him, surrender and all that. To live a life of prayer is to live a life of miracles. This morning at St. Vincent, we had outdoor mass. It was very beautiful as well there. And we did it at the Mary Shrine. And it's very appropriate. We have the Blessed Mother right here with us, crowned. We had May crowning yesterday after 5 o'clock mass. Sophia Meriwether was the one that was chosen this year to crown the Blessed Mother. So it's a very simple ritual after mass. It was beautiful. She was in her white dress and all that. It was beautiful. But like, Mary is central to our life of prayer and our life of miracles. There's a story of a woman, and she gave me permission that I could share this story with everybody, and it just happened recently. I'll tell you who it is at the end. But I'll tell you now, her first name is Mary. And early this year, in the month of January, this woman, a parishioner here, she was feeling like there was something going on wrong down here, and she felt like there was some kind of mass that was protruding out, and it was, she says, like, hard, so it wasn't just holiday weight, you know, and she's like, something's wrong. So she went to the doctor, and the doctor, they kind of ran some tests and some things, and they discovered, long story short, they discovered that this was cancerous, that there was this mass, and it was pretty good size. And it was cancerous, and they weren't too, you know, hopeful. But Mary is a woman of profound prayer, always has been, always will be, and so is her family. And Mary said, she came to me in February, and she said, Father, would you please anoint me? It was a Sunday, I'll remember, it was right before youth group, and I was late that day because of it, but I just have a memory of that night. It was awesome. And I remember praying with Mary. and her husband. It was beautiful. And I remember at the end of it, I said, what day did you say that you were going to go see the doctor? And she said, I think she said Tuesday, which was the feast day of Our Lady of Lourdes. And the day before, I had opened a drawer in my house in the rectory that I had not opened for months. I forgot that I even had these vials of water from Our Lady of Lourdes, where Our Lady appeared and has been healing people left and right. You go to Lourdes, France, and you line up, and there are people lined up like crazy to get some of this water because people have been healed. Because the God of power, the word power in our readings today popped up a bunch of times. And it was like, holy smokes, we do have a God of power. He will do anything. And like, so people line up and they get this water. I brought three vials back from Our Lady of Lourdes. And I forgot I even had them till the night before. And I wasn't even thinking. I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then Mary's like, hey, that's the day that she was going to go to the doctor and start the whole thing. I was like, I ran to my house and I got her the water from Our Lady of Lourdes. And she used it the day that whole thing started. She used it before every chemo, every procedure, every surgery. And now she had the beginning, the tumor count or whatever they call it was over 5,000. And now it's 17, which is normal, which is what we all have. But isn't that awesome? Like, holy smokes, that God has done an incredible miracle. That's our God working through His Blessed Mother and through our Blessed Mother. And that's why we have a super important relationship with the Blessed Mother. We chose her to come to earth, and we choose her to go to heaven. We go through her to go to heaven just like Jesus chose her to come to earth. And folks, like, she is working miracles. She's got her mantle wrapped around all of us. Even in the midst of this whole virus situation, like, she's got us. We're under her mantle, and God has got us. And folks, that's incredible news. To live a life of prayer is to live a life of miracles, filled with miracles. Every day there's miracles. Sometimes in the Bible you'll find Jesus working one miracle, then he'll go do another one, and then he'll go back and finish up the first one. And that's how our life is. If we have eyes that are open, like, there are miracles everywhere. And I think our job too is sometimes we can be focused on the negative, and you know, I hate sanitizing my hands, so do I. I hate wearing a mask, so do I. I hate this, I hate that, so do I. But guess what? It doesn't matter. Jesus is what matters. And Jesus is the all-powerful one who ascended into heaven, body, soul, and took us up with him. And that's what we're baptized into. That is the Jesus that you are baptized into. Yesterday we had a beautiful baptism. I love that. It's the favorite thing I get to do. I was telling Tyler, once he's a priest, it's going to be awesome. Because to bring people into that powerful Christ who permeates, who's everywhere. And that's what the disciples came to realize, was that Jesus, yeah, he ascended into heaven, but he's still here. He's still here at the altar. He's still here in the sacraments, especially. He's still here all the time, no matter what. And friends, that's worth celebrating. And that's maybe the message of the ascension, is that Jesus is not bound by time or space. He's not bound by any limits, because he can do anything, and he will do anything, and he does do anything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.